There is no other solution except to sit on a table, negotiate, and reach a solution. It has to be also that both sides we to be sincere in making peace and to be, believing in peace for the new generation who are coming up. It is their responsibility and they have to do it.
Former Egyptian President Anwar el-Sadat, Jehan el-Sadat's husband, paid a high price for his conviction that a dialogue between Israelis and the Arab world is the only way towards reaching a lasting peace solution in the Middle East. The former Egyptian president was assassinated by Muslim extremists in 1981. In 1979, he had brokered the Egypt-Israeli peace treaty, which was unpopular with fundamentalist groups in Egypt as well as the Arab world. It was said to be the main reason for his assassination. Despite all this, his widow Jehan continued his mission of fostering peace in the world. Today, at the age of 76, she still exudes tireless energy as an activist for women's rights as well as disabled people. She worked for countless charities and is a regular speaker at universities, conferences and conventions around the world. In the 1970s, she shocked Arab politicians with her firm stance for women's rights. She founded the Arab African Women's League and organised a movement to reform Egypt's civil rights laws to give more rights to women. She even set up an organisation to help women earn an income independently from and outside of the control of their husbands. All of this earned Jehan el-Sadat the label of rebel in the Arab world.
I was shocking everybody at that time. And when my husband became the president, I found it is my opportunity to ask for more rights for women. I saw many, many tragedies, actually. And that's why I was behind it very, very much. I was severely attacked at that time because people were not used to the wife of the president, first of all, working and going here and there and involved between so many activities. You know, they attacked me severely, but it didn't stop me because I believe in what I'm doing.
Jehan el-Sadat always appreciated art and music and was receptive to music from other countries, which was daring to the First Lady in 1970s Egypt. She organised the first pop concert in Egypt by inviting Frank Sinatra and Julio Iglesias to play in Cairo.
I tried to give the right image for my country and for our people to the whole world, really. And when I invited Julio Iglesias and Frank Sinatra, I tried to help the charities by singing, and all the income for these galas which happened, it went to the disabled, it went for the SOS, for the orphan children. And these charities were helped, very much from these parties which I did.
Her face lights up when she speaks of creating something new and achieving things that improve the world. Everything is possible, she says, as long as you believe in it and fight for it. That was the motto that she taught her son and three daughters. She knows that a large number of Egyptian women still can't read and write and is convinced that this has to change, since a good education is crucial in making real changes.
I went while my girls were in the same university. And I can't tell you the competition between us, how much it was. I want to set an example and to be better than them. And they have nothing to do except studying. But I was a mother, a wife, I have so many responsibilities, and still I want to set an example for them.
After finishing her PhD in Arabic literature, she taught at the University of Cairo. Now Jehan el-Sadat is a senior fellow at the University of Maryland and is head of the Anwar el-Sadat Chair of Peace and Development. Although she has won numerous awards, been in charge of countless organisations and given talks to thousands of people across the world, she also enjoys being a mother and grandmother. To be inspired and to inspire others, she says, you need both, a private and family life, as well as a career. She manages to balance both while focusing on her main priority of keeping her husband's legacy and mission of peace alive.
He wanted to make peace because he believed in it. He has the courage, he has the guts, he has the vision, and he wants also the new generation on both sides everywhere to be brought up in a peaceful atmosphere. When he started making peace, he knew the price he will pay. He knew it, and I knew it. But it didn't stop him at all. I was beside him and I was encouraging him. And I knew, I said, well, it's in God's hands that we have to do it, because otherwise nobody has the courage to do it.
Amy Zayed, Deutsche Welle Radio, Cairo.